A survey out today from the phone directory company, whitepages.com, shows that 81% of people are willing to do without a local phone book when told how many trees are used to produce it. These environmental concerns and internet services are conspiring against the White Pages phone book, though phone companies are still required to offer it. NPR's Yuki Noguchi has more.
For 130 years, there have been white pages, those thick, inky residential directories. But unlike the yellow pages, they don't generate advertising revenue. In most parts of the country, the local telephone company is required to print and distribute them to its customers. John Lusk is vice president of marketing for the web version of the white pages.
There's no reason why we should be forced to print and deliver these phone books to individuals when there are other options out there.
Sure, search engines and lookup sites like whitepages.com stand to benefit if consumers don't automatically get a book thrown on their doorstep. But Lusk says the change would also save 5 to 10 million trees a year, and it would save taxpayers millions in recycling costs. As for AT&T, the nation's largest phone company, it supports, at least in Florida and some other parts of the country, requiring customers to opt in to get the paper phone book. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News.